Yes.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and checking for recording. We are. It's the Grim Lord's Uncanny Valley, and we are here with some fetish locator.
Looks like and a that, black hole ahead. Don't get
and
sucked.
And that damn 70s cop music. I like that.
They didn't have those back then. They were made of wood. They splintered easily.
Is that with George Washington?
Yep. Is that take some of my teeth and make a shiny new pair of anal beads for my mistress. Oh, that's history you're feeling.
Yeah. It feels so much better when you do it.
Yep.
Yes. Fuck me, Grim, she says. Damn, I didn't even know you could do that shit.
Well,
that is
to the head of a quarter.
That does look painful. Like,
I've tried.
I can see how interesting that would be for the woman, but man, that don't feel good. Like, that's got to be hurting his balls every
I
time
tried
he goes down.
One time, and it was like someone put rubber band and it's like, way too small around
me. Like a vice grip.
Oh, like it did not feel pleasurable.
No.
I'm like, even if you kept it in there,
it's tight.
Like, it's pleasurable for her, not for you.
Right, absolutely.
Unless there's some guys that like that sort of.
God, it feels so good. Yeah, some guys like
black and blue.
Some
afterwards.
Guys like their shit in like a cage or whatever. It's weird. God, it feels so good when you're this deep.
She's yawning. Look at her.
Is that how she feels?
She said, this makes me want to take a nap.
Now I'm close, she says.
Bring on the extra.
There we go, man.
See how much of it you can fit in my belly button.
Well, we got a new girl. Look at all the lovely ladies in the pool. Oh wow, did you notice these two? They're showing that they're together in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, the barista and Polly.
Well, yeah, because she said she wouldn't mind doing it again with Grim.
Right. I didn't do that.
What do you think was going to
Vanessa? Allison! What are you even doing here? What am I doing here? What are you doing here? And with
lady.
Well, same thing as you, apparently.
Lady.
Judge me nonstop for what I wanted to do, and now you show up at a sex party without a care in the world. I should have known. It's none of your business, young lady.
Well, toss it over your shoulder.
I only came for Grim. I wasn't aware that this was a sex party. The fuck did you think it was then? A carnival? I can't even look at you right now.
Why?
I'm sure this is really ruffling your jammies.
That Cinnabon was good.
It'll ruffle your jimmies. It'll rustle your jimmies. Ah! And what the fuck do you mean you were here for Grim? Shit, I think I forgot to tell her. Oh my fucking god. You two are fucking. Young lady. You know.
Oh, the.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck your fat cunt. I'm out. Allison. Vanessa, what the hell just happened here? How do you two know each other? I knew her father. How did this? What? Oh God, am I really gonna do this? You don't have to. When Allison's father died, her mother was not well. I went to them to take care of them while they were going through everything that happened. I really, really cared for that girl. She's the daughter I never had. But I've hurt her. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know how to not hurt her. Grim, I'm worried. I shouldn't put this on you, but I'm just so worried. She means so much to me. I lost her once. I don't want to lose her again. And if I'm not intruding, what made you two like this anyway? What caused this? I cared too much. I was too harsh to her. I wanted her to grow up to be a strong, independent, respectable woman. But all I did was push her away. Did you want to talk with her?
How about just a woman? That'd be fine.
What do you mean? Well, you say you want to help fix things. You want to fix things with her. I think I can give you a chance to, at least. Do you want it? Yes, I love her so much. All right. I'll talk to her about it. I can probably get her to agree to at least meet you. You'll have to figure everything out from there. That means so much to me, Grim. Grim?
Hey.
Em, what's wrong? Hey, Grim, are you too busy right now? No. Why? Haha. Or Hannah.
Haha!
It says Hannah.
Not the time to laugh. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Hannah!
Hannah. Oh, right. Hey, I need to go. I'll talk to you later. I'll let you know when I talk with Allison. Of course, thank you again, Grim. Don't mention it.
Haha, somebody's having a bad day.
Where are we going? Stacy's buttering up Hannah in the pool. It's the best time to talk to her.
Man, that sounds hot. Butter that bitch up.
Well, well, unfortunately, folks, that's not what they meant. Well, they sure
seemed... I can't believe it's not butter.
They didn't even margarine her. Yeah. Well, they sure seem to be getting along well.
Margarine's terrible for you.
Found him. Yeah, I know it is. I don't eat it anyway. Ah, we were having fun.
Real butter like a man.
Who knows? It might even be more fun with him. True, true. Have
Come
you
on.
Told Hannah? I may or may not have gotten a bit distracted by a story. Distracted by a story Hannah was telling.
Hey.
In my defense, it was a very interesting story. Did you know that Hannah escaped from the clutches of pirates in Bolivia? Huh? There are pirates in Bolivia? You wouldn't think so, but absolutely. Huh. Oh, right. If you somehow couldn't tell already, we all wanted to talk with you for a reason.
Yeah?
And that might be... All right, we should be able to talk now. The water will block most signals. It's about that, then.
Yes.
I didn't know that you told anyone else about this.
Yeah,
they're helping me figure this out. Well, what do you want from me, then? We wanted to talk about us working together. In what capacity? Every capacity, I guess? What she means is that we're trying to take FL down. And Grim has told us a bit about you. We thought you'd be a good addition to the team. Well, I don't usually work together with people. I'm not...
Hey.
Hannah, I trust them. You want FL to go down as much as we do. Working together is the only way we can do it at this point. What is your game plan, even? Well, the first thing we wanted to do was get a place where we could, at the very least, talk in peace.
Yay!
So we made my whole apartment into a Faraday cage. Nothing can track us there.
Yeah,
we won't have to sneak off into the middle of the ocean to talk anymore.
Yay!
That does sound nice. All right, but then what? But then what, rather?
You gotta eat this dirt. Cock meat sandwich.
Well, you're the closest to this out of the four of us. You've already dug up a lot of dirt on them. We were thinking we'd get you and then see what our options are from there.
Take my dick, be like a turkey, and gobble gobble.
But the basic overall goal is to burn Fetish Locator to the ground. Got any ideas to do that? Have you told them about Pete?
Yeah.
Alright, well, there you go. That's what I was hoping we could get something out of. But it didn't work out. To be honest, it didn't work out, so to be honest, I'm as lost as you guys right now. Fuck. Alright, but still, does that mean we can rely on your help with this? Yeah, I want to bring them down as well. That's still a win, then. I'm sure the four of us can come up with something. What about the updates? What about them? What updates? Fetish Locator gets semi-regularly updated, right? And it needs to be online to send the pictures and stuff whenever, wherever the hell it's sending them. You're thinking about tracking the signal?
Yes.
Exactly. If everything goes amazingly, it might just give us everything we need to find out where whoever runs the app lives. That would be interesting if we find out who runs the app.
Oh, yeah.
But that's assuming that they have a server in, well, wherever they are. Good point. If they use some sort of repository or remote server to build the program and push updates, we won't really find out much about the people behind the app. Probably. It could still be potentially useful information, and considering we don't have a lot of clues to go off of right now, we need anything we can get. Or they can do a beekeeper and take two cans of gasoline and say, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna burn this building to the fucking ground. And then they're like, hey, what happened to our server? It got burnt to the fucking ground.
You gotta have sex with me right now. It's to save my life. They're gonna cut my weenie off.
Alright. It shouldn't be too hard to get an app that can sniff out where the incoming and ongoing packets are coming from. Look, seriously, if I had an app that was trying to do that shit, I'd track it down with two fucking cans of gasoline and would fucking burn the goddamn place down. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. That's...
I'm not going down like that.
Yeah, fuck that. Are we sure that's a good idea? FL is weirdly sentient at times. What if it has some sort of fail-safe measure in place that locks itself down or something worse if someone tries to snoop around?
Oh.
True.
No.
I can make something to catch the packets externally.
Yeah.
It'd tell us everything we need to know, and FL wouldn't be the wiser.
I keep forgetting whether they're British or not.
Some are. Oh, and I can help with the software side of things. That'd be great. Sounds like a plan. I'll try to figure out anything else I can about it in the meantime. I won't lie, I was kind of discouraged after Grim didn't find anything in Pete's laptop. But with you two as well, we just might be able to get somewhere. That's the spirit!
Yay!
And I'll try not to lose my dick and help out in any way I can as well. I wish I could fuck 20 people and call it work. Got the best job out of the four of us.
Oh, come on over here, Pickle.
It's time! Oh god, I almost completely forgot about it. Grim, we have to go. We need you to get ready.
What?
For what now? You'll see.
The
come
penis
on.
Cutting ceremony. We're gonna get you before they do.
No!
Christ, all right. I'll talk to you guys later. You'll... What was that about? No clue.
You'll see.
Anyway, forget about them. Pirates! You really remind me of my girlfriend. 15 minutes later. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to You Bet Your Ass. I am your host, referee, and announcer, Daisy Diamond. We have a fuck fight for the ages scheduled today. Co-ed sex wrestling in the mud. Representing the male gender, you know him, you love him, you want his hard man meat pounding away at your uterus. Grim the Fornicator. Representing the female gender, the salacious succubus, that saccharine slitch, that scintillating seductress... Slammin' Samia.
It's what it probably smells like. Salmon on the Yemen.
Boy, that reminds me of that movie. That was a good movie.
That's a spicy salmon. Curry?
For those of you new to the sport, this is not your typical mud fight. There are two ways to win. Overpower your opponent or make them come. In a moment, I will go around to collect your wagers on who will win. I bet on 20 on Grim to win! This isn't an auction. I'll collect wagers in person and quietly. You don't want everyone to know how much you bet.
I bet they pull a Carlos Mencia and steal his act.
Do you know why? Let me tell you. The biggest winner, the person who wagers the most on the correct outcome, gets a special prize.
Yay.
They get to spend tonight, all night long, with Grim! Wait, what? I didn't... Oh, boo-hoo. Little man's gonna have to spend all night with one of these beautiful women. All right. Never mind. I'm good with that.
Really?
If there are no further outbursts... Let's try that one again. If there's no further outbursts, fighters to your corners. I highly recommend that you plan, plot, and strategize while I collect the bets. She looks tough, but I definitely have the weight advantage. Maybe it's just pure ego, but I'm certain that I am stronger and could overpower her. However, the mud makes things tricky. I don't know how much she'll just be able to squirm out of my grip.
Probably kick you in the nuts by accident.
She's a sex worker, so it's almost certain she'll rely on her sex skills to beat me. How many people pay to make a prostitute climax? She's probably used to faking it. If I try to make her come, I'll be playing into her hands, but there's a chance she'll climax before I do. Although she might not have an explosive orgasm, she might be able to come and hide it from the ref. What's the best strategy to defeat her? On the other hand, I don't really have to win with this. I just have to fuck her for the retention challenge. Maybe I should just focus on having fun and try to fuck her right here in the mud. What's the worst that could happen?
Hey.
That's it for the wagers. How about a little smack talk between our competitors? I'm gonna fuck you until you love me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm gonna make you pay. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said, he told one opponent, I'm gonna eat your children. I'm gonna fuck you till you love me.
Really?
Yep.
Your ass is mine. You're gonna come so hard you'll beg me to make it stop. My strap-on is gonna make your prostate explode. No! What strap-on? What are you talking about?
Challenge.
You bet your ass. You bet your ass is a sex fight. The winner fucks the loser. In the butt.
Better not lose.
What?
Hey.
Well, now that everyone understands
no one
the rules,
the hollowed out
let's get ready to tumble in the mud.
Hey.
I don't want to sleep in that bed.
Wait.
It's going to be shit everywhere.
Go. Huh? No time to think. Just got to win.
Start finger fucking her.
Fat fuck. I've got her now. Get off me. Oh, she's slippery. Slippery slut! Did you lose your panties in that little skirmish? You got lucky. I'm gonna make you pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't wait to win before I fuck you. Just fucking try it. Alright, I need a plan. Overpower her until she submits or try to make her come.
Yeah.
Excellent, I've got a plan. Time to teach this whore a lesson about who's the boss. Semia is on the offense. It looks like Grim was ready for her.
Hey,
they both go down together.
Knock her out.
It looks like they're both trying to go down on each other.
What's
Semia is clearly in control, but it won't matter if Grim makes her come first. Yes, yes, I can feel her starting to come. No! I'm coming! We know that shake and shudder. Semia came. And yet it looks like Grim came first. This is going to be one for the judges. Oh, right. I'm the judge. And the winner is...
Yay.
Semia. Uh-oh. That means Grim has to do whatever she wants. You know what I want? To start with, why don't you get that exquisite mouth of yours around my... No!
Sorry. You need to pick the other option.
Yeah.
Excellent. I've got a plan. Time to... Okay.
I've got a plan to get fucked in the...
Looks like Grim was ready for her. Oh! Oh, my. Looks like Grim was even stronger than I thought. Grim definitely has full control of the situation. Samia won't last long like this. It's just a question of whether Grim is evil enough to push past her pain threshold. I won't. What if I do this? Yeah, I submit. I'm betting that isn't the first time she said that. And the winner is Grim.
Fuck.
I guess I have to do anything you say now. You bet your ass. Can I at least get some lube? Go right ahead. You're a real bastard. That's right. Suck that mud, please. That doesn't really look like mud.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about that myself.
It's a little too pink to be mud.
Is it pink pudding?
Get it nice and wet for your dirt box.
You know, the pool there is pink.
Right.
So what is it made of?
Don't know.
Maybe white pudding?
That's enough. Could even be that there's a red light filter on my computer at this time. You guys won't see it because it doesn't show on the videos. It just shows for us on the screen. It's weird. OBS doesn't record that. Time for the main event. Fucking hell. I should have... That's enough bitching from you. Take it. You earned every inch. Fuck yes.
Oh, this is the part you don't give to all the customers. Okay.
Damn! Good Lord, he's a going down on her.
No one's going to want to eat that pudding afterwards.
Oh, fuck you! I can't believe it. She's actually coming from getting her ass fucked. Fuck you, Bill! Fuck you. Okay, I think I will.
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, my fucking ass!
Destroy.
This is what you get for being a slut, slut!
You like that, don't you? I call it the T-Head, the British invasion.
Feels like we've got a real winner here. It sounds like we've got two winners today. I'm gonna hold that thought. Don't, what? That's too close to the horse. Are you, sir, insane.
Worry, it's gonna fall in that black hole there.
Take it all, whore!
You know what they say, nothing escapes the black hole.
Fuck yes! Holy god damn. I didn't think a single guy could come so much. Motherfuckers, I need a shower. Looks like you already had one. Ha! I'm gonna murder you all.
Uh-oh. That sounds like something a whore would do.
Yep. Man, that's a weird spot for her to be. So who won? You couldn't tell? I mean the wager. Who am I sleeping with tonight? No, I don't think I'm gonna spoil it. Huh. You'll just have to wait until tonight and find out. Okay, well, I guess I better hit the shower. Have fun. I know I did. You can watch the scene again in the replay room. Ah, fresh air. Okay, and with that, I think we've...
I'm kind of curious to see who...
Maybe we'll go on a little
who
further.
Who won the bet?
This party is great, but exhausting. Just a quick breather, and then I can get back. You don't get it. He's my boyfriend. That doesn't make me your servant. What the hell? Looks like Lydia and Ambrose are arguing. I really shouldn't get involved. I should probably duck back inside and hide until they sort it out. Then why don't you tell me whose party this is? Why don't you tell me which one... Excuse me. Why don't you tell me which of us has more of Grimm's... This isn't going to go well for me, but...
Inside.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do. Is this a private fight, or can anyone jump in? I was just catching a breath of fresh air and couldn't help noticing two of my favorite people. Is that all we are to you? What? Lay off him, you bitch. Why? Are you going to whistle up your little helper so she can tackle me? Anything that much fun, I'd do myself. Whoa. Chill the fuck out, both of you. Then, will someone please tell me calmly what the hell is going on here? This is too realistic. Sure.
What?
Having to break up two girls that lose their shit for no fucking... For no fucking reason, two girls get into it, and you're like, okay, ladies, can one of y'all tell me what the fuck's going on here?
She acts like she's okay with it, but she's not okay.
No, she's not okay with it.
That's what women do. Like,
I know, yeah. Oh, sure. Sure you are.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's all fun and games until someone gets cream pie.
Yep. Who wants to go first? Your significant other thinks that she can boss me around. Here we fucking go. Your best friend and her little helper have been doing their best to keep me away from you all day today. What? No, I haven't. Please. You've both been saying you need my help with every minute detail, even though I'm not necessary. Both? Don't bother pretending. Stacy and you collaborated on your party and have been collaborating on... My party? It's Grimm's party. Sure, in name only. You two planned and put it all together. But it's more your party than mine. It's your house, your stuff. Did I order a giant mud pit in the middle of my pool? I don't remember that. Yeah, but was I the one greeting our guests as they arrived, or was I stuck watching Stacy perform inane tasks? Okay, maybe it's my party. That still doesn't mean you can order me around. When have I ordered you to do anything? Ambrose, refill the sushi. Ambrose, it's time for everyone to get in the pool for the fuck fight. Ambrose, fuck Grim in front of everybody.
Whoa.
Whoa. Deep breaths. Calm, calm, calm. If anyone tells me, bitch, be cool, I will execute every last one of you. Fair enough. Okay, so Lydia, have you been ordering Ambrose around? I didn't say any of it like that. I mentioned the sushi was low because you're the hostess. I reminded you of that of the time because you're the hostess. And that other thing? Okay, I might have said that or something like that, but that wasn't my fault. How's that? I never told Lydia about us. Exactly, I got completely blindsided and made blindsided to look like a damn fool. Huh? Can Lydia and I talk alone for a moment?
No.
I mean, not yet. I'm willing to accept that I might have been wrong. I thought of this as your party because it's your house and you are Grimm's girlfriend. So maybe I asked your opinion too often and maybe I thought you were giving me orders. I'm not sure what Stacy's been up to today, but there was no conspiracy to keep you two apart. What is it? Sorry, that came out wrong. What would you like to say? I don't like to say it, but I'm pretty sure she wishes you were Grimm's girlfriend instead of me. I'll talk to her. Thanks. I'm sorry for my part in this miscommunication. Thanks. Alright, that about covers it. I'll let you two talk things out. I better go check that Aona isn't finished off your liquor cabinet. Before you go, if I'm totally honest, maybe I am just a little jealous or envious of you. Oh? Well, likewise, I guess. Okay, I'll see you both inside. She's a good person, isn't she? One of the best. So why did you lie to me about her? I didn't. Lie of omission. You knew that I want to be able to trust you. You can. You made me look like a cuck queen and a fool. I'm supposed to know who you're getting physical with.
Who made you look like a cuck queen?
I didn't mean to.
Yes.
Worse, you did it because you have feelings for each other, didn't you? In a way... So, I told you that you could have sex with any person you wanted, and you still found a way to cheat on me. Fuck. It isn't like that. What's it like, then? Ambrose knows you're my girlfriend, and she isn't. She always knows that she'll be... She knows that she'll always be number two in my heart, and that you're number one. I wasn't trying to hide her from you. I was just trying to give her time to deal with that. You should still have told me. I wanted to. There didn't ever seem to be a good time. You still should have told me.
Yeah, that's what they all
said. Agreed, I should have. Is there anyone else you're fucking that you have feelings for and I should know about?
No.
Not yet. If there is, you will
that
tell me.
That sounded like such a lie. No.
Yes. Like Mr. Bean. At the first opportunity, whether it's a good time to do it or not.
Mr. Bean.
To the best of my ability and judgment. Fair enough. You probably don't want to mention anything like this in front of my parents. Good to know. So we're cool? You're on probation. But yeah, we're cool. Kiss her or don't.
You might not want to know where the mouth be.
What are you doing? I'm really, really sorry I didn't tell you about Ambrose. Show me you're sorry.
Cock against your belly. What's it feel like?
I love you or I really like you. This is a very, very important choice in the game.
Can you save?
Yeah.
Save.
Matter of fact, guys, this is probably where we're going to end it off.
That way we can do I love you.
Yeah, because we'll see where that all goes. Alright, so,
louder.
At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Fetish Locator. Stay tuned.
Later.